It's martini time. It's Wednesday. What's going on? It's happy hour on Solid State Radio. Adam Herrock over here. Drew Duffney over there. Sean Cantwell will be with us momentarily. Welcome to the show. Happy hump day. Halfway through the work week if you guys work Monday through Friday. Hang in there. You're doing a great job. Looking forward to Saturday. Saturday, Drew and I got a little bit of a field day, kind of a vacation, kind of what would you call it?
I mean, I'm looking at it as a promotion.
Promotion, yeah.
Normally, we got to do second shift. We got to work Saturday night. Like, I can't watch WWE anymore because I'm always here at the station. I can't be singing karaoke at my local watering hole because I'm here entertaining the folks of the Barney Hour and Solid State Radio.
Yep.
But we get to go and do a mid shift.
Yeah, 4 to 7.
I don't know what it's going to be like to. It's been, well, since this morning, since I drank in the daylight. But anyway, we are going to be in the heart of downtown Lapeer at Tilted Access Brewing, along with co-sponsorship of GravCat Brewing. So it's two great breweries, one price. It's $20, and 25% of that goes to the local VFW. And the first couple hundred people, I think, get a free mug.
Boom.
And a free fill up. They're going to have brats and potato salad, and of course, they're going to have their regular pizza and everything else.
Sure.
I can't even name all the live bands. You can find it at Tilted Access or the Blarney, or I posted the flyer in both places. But there's going to be like 7 different live music acts, not to mention that's the same day as Porch Fest.
Right. Oh, that's right.
And then there's, I think, what they call the Beaver Dash, which is a bicycle race going through Lapeer. So if you were just planning on checking out the fall colors in Lapeer, probably not a good idea. It's going to be real busy. Plan on doing some drinking and having a good time, because that's what we're all about.
Yep.
Even if you're having a crappy day, stop by.
A crappy day. Oh, nice setup.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it doesn't really matter how bad your day is. It's not as bad as this woman.
Yeah.
So we got the Wednesday wind down, because everything's downhill from here. And I want to give a little local news report.
All right.
Authorities rescued a woman who became trapped in an outhouse toilet.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah, but not at a Northern Michigan boat launch. I mean, those, I don't even touch the hand sanitizer container. I take my own hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes I look in there because they're filled with flies, and nothing against the DNR or the people that own the boat launches, but they are not, like, I feel like military outhouses are probably cleaner than these are.
Well, those get cleaned out by, like, the privates. The new meat.
Yeah, these get cleaned out when ice forms over the lake. Other than that, what the flies eat is the only time those things get emptied. But it says, Michigan State Police say the woman who was not identified, other than the turd burglar, dropped her Apple Watch into the toilet at the Dixon Lake boat launch in Otsego County around 11 a.m. Okay, now let's put this together.
All right.
Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. She then climbed down into the pit to retrieve it.
Oh, God.
Okay, now I've heard of concerts, women dropping their phone, and they were there with a group, and it was the only way. I can honestly say I've never heard of a dude retrieving his phone out of an outhouse. Women, no. I've heard of several women doing it.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, that is just crazy. But this woman actually climbed down into the pit of the outhouse to retrieve her Apple Watch. It wasn't even her phone. It was an Apple Watch.
Yeah. At that point, it's gone.
I get that it has a monetary value, but how much of a monetary value?
How much are Apple Watches? I'm going to look
that up. They can go up to $500. For the newest version. You know, it's like buying an iPhone.
Yeah, but a lot of times, I mean, some of them come to with like insurance, right?
Yeah, exactly. So police say the woman was unable to get herself out of the toilet and began yelling, "Help, help." Bystanders heard her cries for help and called 911, because you knew none of them were going to touch her or try to pull her out. Hold on, let me get my fishing net.
Yeah, we're just you're down there for a while. I'm looking at, like, you can get at Target $309. Of course, there is an Apple Watch over at Best Buy for $800. So maybe that was the one. And she's like, I won't go down there for $200, but $800. So yeah, I'll go down there. But then she got stuck. That sucks.
Yeah, Michigan State. Well, how are you going to climb out? Have you ever looked inside of an outhouse, like a dug toilet? How are you going to climb out from that?
Yeah.
You're just going to be slipping and
sliding and everything else. It reminds me of an old joke from Red Fox. He was doing some stand-up comedies, and he says, I just dropped a quarter down in the outhouse. Oh, that sucks. And he dropped another quarter down, and then another quarter down, another quarter down. I said, what do you keep doing? He says, well, I'm not going to go down there for 25 cents, but I'll go down there for a dollar.
Well, I will tell you, you know, we talk about making cuts from, you know, the government and cutting back on law enforcement and whatever else.
Yeah.
This woman climbing into this poop hole.
Yep.
They called Michigan State Police Troopers, Michigan Department of Natural Resources, conservation officers,
Roto-Rooter,
Otsego County EMS workers. Finally, they just pulled the entire toilet off the pit and hoisted the woman to safety with a strap. Which she got to keep as a consolation prize because
they didn't want it back.
Nope.
Did she get her watch back?
Police did not say whether the woman sustained any injuries or whether she successfully retrieved the watch. But I mean, how many elongated things are you going to grab down there, whether they be tampons or, you know, whatever else, thinking that it's your watch?
There's my watch. Oh, that's not my watch. Oh, there's no, that's not it. Or maybe that's how she contacted the police.
Yeah, well, no. Oh, the bystanders called the police because they weren't touching her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Michigan State Police advised everyone as if they needed to know to avoid climbing inside a confined space like a pit toilet if they lose an item.
Yeah, it's gone, folks. Okay. Next time, maybe don't take your Apple Watch into the wilderness. I mean, that's just me. But, you know, your mileage may vary.
Taproot at your local alternative. Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Drew Duffney hanging out with us as well.
What's going on, everybody?
Happy hump day. When you come in, Sean, Adam has this pause that he does, and I forget there's actually a technical term for it. It's not called uncomfortable pause, but it's in your speech.
Dead air?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that.
No, I've heard people use it. It's like actually like a psychological thing. It gets people's attention. And so when you pause and you look at me, I think I react to like one of Adam's, because a lot of the shows that I do with Adam. So I'm like,
well, yeah.
As much as I can't hold it in and want to talk over you, I can't say anything because Adam's just pausing. He's not done talking.
So he just won't shut up.
So when I get silence from you, I'm like, it's not my turn yet. But then it really is my turn. So
no, it pretty much always is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The problem is, it's not because I'm Irish and I'm long-winded. You're as Irish as I am, if not more.
And probably as long-winded. Well, maybe not more long-winded than you, Drew.
Yeah. I just have a horrible, horrible memory as far as things that I want to say. So if I don't say it, and you guys look at me in the next segment, you're like, you had something. I'm like, yeah, had is the key word.
It's gone now.
Oh, yeah. We've been there. It's definitely that way when I've been drinking a lot. It's like I got Etch-a-Sketch brain. I start thinking about something, and I shake my head, and I start over.
You have no idea how accurate that is. No, really.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well, man, big week coming up. Sean, you got goings-on coming up this weekend, don't you? Going to a concert?
He's
going to
go see the Redheaded Stranger.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of jealous, actually.
First concert of the year, and it's Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson's opening. Who's opening for him? Do you know?
I don't think there is an opener.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
He wants to get to bed early.
And right. He's a showstopper in himself.
Yeah.
You know,
at 90.
Yeah, and the thing is he's quintessential country. Yeah. You can't even be upset about going to see him, even if you don't like country. Everybody likes Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody doesn't like Willie Nelson.
Because you never really, I mean, maybe there was some like scandals kind of stuff in his early years, but you never heard, never hear of him doing anything real scandalous. I mean, he had that
fundraiser for Farm Aid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's nothing that would be considered scandalous by today's standards. No. I mean, you know,
the tax evasion.
The tax evasion, the weed, more of the weed.
And now it's legal, so it's like, Willie!
Yeah, right. I've been telling you all along.
Okay, apparently there is like three or four opening acts. Bobby Weir and Wolf Brothers featuring the Wolf Pack, the String Cheese Incident, and Waylon Payne. I have no idea what any of these things are. I've heard the name String Cheese Incident.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
As long as it's not Luke Bryan.
It's not. Oh, trust me, we'd be showing up late if that was the case.
Can I tell you, do you guys realize that when Luke Bryan hit his first number one, Merle Haggard died? That man drank bourbon, smoked cigarettes and weed for the last 30 years of his life and continued to live through some of the most hellish nights. But as soon as Luke Bryan gets the number one hit, Merle Haggard dies.
I'm out of it. I'm done.
I can't believe this, Jack White. This is what country music has come to.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep. No more of this. I was never a huge country guy, like, in the first place. I kind of got into the older stuff later on, and I blame one of our esteemed weekend colleagues, John Skinner, on a lot of that. But, like, the current, the pop stuff that calls itself country.
Corporate country.
Hate it. Hate it. Yeah. I swear to God, if I hear another goddamn Morgan Wallen song at our bar, I'm going to smash our jukebox. It's over.
So Saturday night, he's going to be, like, $4.20 beers in, and he's just
Friday
gonna,
night.
Friday, he's just gonna be waving in the background. You're always on my mind. Sing it, Willie.
Well, and only about a decade ago, Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson did a duet, and it was called "It's All Going to Pot," and it was a play on words.
Well,
meaning like things are going downhill, but. When they throw in money and everything else, basically it's, like I said, it's a play on words where all their money's going to weed or everything's going downhill in the country. And it was quite a song. But yeah, no, man, he's an icon as far as country music goes.
No, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And you're going to have good weather for it.
Yeah, that is also true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah. It's actually, like, shaken out pretty well for the weekend weather-wise.
Yeah,
so.
This is the time of the year where going to an outdoor show could be real dicey. Real cold, rainy.
Right?
Like last time I saw Kiss was like the last show of Pine Knob that season, and it was rainy. It was cold, and it was. I was unhappy.
Eddie Money was sitting at home in front of his fireplace laughing.
Eddie Money was dead
when Kiss played.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it was just a couple years ago that I saw Kiss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Eddie Money would always start off, so he'd be playing in May.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He was sitting home in front of his fireplace laughing because he opened Pine Knob.
Yeah. I'm like, you want to close it? No, it's too cold.
Yeah, exactly.
How about that?
I'm a tropical guy.
Yeah, they still got shows going on in October. They're the hell with all that.
I know. It is really, really cold. I saw like the band go, more pyro! Set something on fire!
Oh, well.
Yeah, no. You can keep all that. Here's Fall Out Boy, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Mad Season, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Stream us on solidstateradio.net. Find us on Facebook at Solid State Radio Lapeer. And find us on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's currently called at SSR Lapeer, at least for a little bit longer. Well, apparently, Elon's wanting to start charging for Twitter, like straight up.
Yeah, well. He's a special kind of guy.
A nominal amount, because he's trying to eliminate bots.
Sure, that's what it is, because we have. There's one thing we know, bots don't have the ability to pay money.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Bots don't have money? They got more money than Soros.
Bots got more money than we do. I don't guarantee you that.
You're getting hacked. You're getting hacked by C-3PO, so you can have an X account.
Exactly.
I'm still calling it Twitter. Shut up, Elon. I don't care.
That's honestly, I'm entirely fine with that. For real, though, like the fact that he thinks that putting a paywall is going to make the experience better and not completely bleed everybody, you know, bleed all your user base, like, I don't understand that.
Well, and that was one of the big complaints when he first took over and he started, brought in advertising and everything and talked about charging, was there are a lot of people. We don't experience it here in this country because we have really, really good communication. But in other countries, they legitimately use it for weather in, like, news. You know, that's how they, if there's a hurricane coming in a small country or an island or a tsunami, they use WhatsApp and Twitter.
Right, yeah, you hear a lot of those, like, back in, you know, the early 2010s when you had all these Arab countries basically undergoing, like, civil wars and, you know, overthrowing dictators and what have you, like, Twitter was the main method of communication, like over in Ukraine where everything apparently is via Telegram currently, like the app, not the actual, not like old Western Union Telegram.
Yeah, tick, 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 tap, 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 tick,
but, like, that's... So you're right. Like, the social media does it very much, like, functions as the town, the public square, the where the actual news is, when you can't, like, trust the actual news operations to give you anything because they're, like, literally government owned.
Right, right.
Or when you have the central government cracking down on literally any sort of free press or anything of that sort. So yeah, that would be a devastating thing.
Yeah.
To lay that down and decide, oh well, now those people are going to have to pay. So, like, your congratulations, you're going to kiss a good chunk of your user base goodbye real quick.
Yeah. Would be a good time right now if somebody wanted to start up a new social media for them to jump right in there.
Well, like, I mean, Yield Book of Faces is already doing the Threads thing, which is basically the same thing.
Whatever happened to that Parler that was supposed to be, like, more for, like, the right-wingers?
It rates right there with Rumble. They're both out there. So who owns Parler? I thought like a rapper bought it.
Diddy? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Is that the rapper? Was it Diddy, P. Diddy, or was it...
I feel like it would be Kanye if it would be anybody.
Okay, is that who it was? Yeah, I don't know. I can't name exact, but there was someone who was talking about him. But yeah, they're all out there.
Yeah.
But what they do is they actually screenshot things that are on there. Kind of like they do the Truth Social one, yep. And then they share it to Facebook.
Because they know that's where the people actually are.
Yeah. I mean, that was a nice quiet week when they opened up Parler, because all those people were like, all right, brother, we're going to go over here and we're going to have the real news. And then they had nobody to argue with.
Right.
So they came back to Facebook.
Yeah.
This sucks and we don't have any libs to own over here. What the hell, brother?
Like, does... Masks don't work. You're right, brother. And all right, thank you.
Does Hulk Hogan know that you guys, like, you know, mock him on a daily?
I mean, he's kind of a racist anyway, so I don't feel bad about
it. Is he?
He's got caught on video dropping multiple N-bombs at this point. I don't feel bad about making fun of him.
Wasn't it like some dude with a really funny stage name got caught banging his wife?
No, he got caught banging said stage name dude, Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
The Love Sponge. Okay, I knew it was like Big Sugar or something like that. Like, I knew it was like a...
No, he got caught on video banging that dude's wife.
Yeah, okay. And then... So he gets divorced and all of a sudden starts dating somebody who looks exactly like his daughter. Like, exactly like his daughter.
Creepy. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Even more so, his daughter looks so much like literally, like, this is the female version of him. Like, literally...
Mustache and all.
That you're literally just one mustache short of just being the same person.
The wide open eyes and the bleach blonde eyebrows and the... Where did he have to go to, you know, Saskatchewan to get her, wherever, or Denmark?
What does he lie about Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan. Canada?
Apologize to Saskatchewan already this week, and we haven't even mentioned the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, right. Because that's literally in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. It's in a Tim Hortons basement in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, the real Stanley. And we called them one time. It's like, is it true you guys are the real Hockey Hall of Fame? They're like, no, click.
If you go and look actually on the Facebook for, or the, no, I think it's on the Google Maps for the Tim Hortons and Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, you actually see Adam actually did post.
Yeah. Is it true?
The Hockey Hall of Fame is in your basement?
And they're like, no.
That's just what they want us to think.
I'm going to have to look that up on the next break.
My, this segment went ADD in a real hurry. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Billie Eilish, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. That's Drew Duffney.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe that it took till now to make this news, but I know how you guys really can't find real news funny because you actually feel bad for the state of our country.
Right.
But
some of this stuff is pretty funny, though.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't heard, we lost a multi-million dollar airplane last week.
He lost it?
Yeah, like not like lost their keys or somebody like broke into the Air Force
it
base and hijacked
it. It was parked right here,
it.
Guys. I swear it was parked right here.
Yeah. No, we lost it. We lost it. Now, when I say multi, I'm talking like, I don't even know what they're worth. I was trying to look all that up, and I will have that information before we're done here. But I will tell you, the story was the pilot ejected. Now, it didn't say why. And this was over South Carolina. So it's not like you could understand if they were like on the Chinese border or on the Russian border,
yeah,
or they were like spying on North Korea. But no, this was over South Carolina. Like, he was just trying to write something in the sky for his girlfriend.
Gamecocks.
Yeah. And he turned off his, well, the transponder was turned off. Okay. So, in
oh, he has some explaining to do.
Yeah. He ejected out, went to the hospital, and was treated for minor injuries. He was fine. But didn't know where the plane went. I mean, he ejected out, and it was going, you know, X amount of miles an hour.
Where'd he go? He just points out that way.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're like, I don't really understand how we could lose this plane. The F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter jet that went missing in South Carolina flew without its pilot for 60 miles before crashing into a wooded area. The debris from the jet was found Monday after the pilot ejected and parachuted to safety into a residential backyard on Sunday. Okay, two parts to this story.
You're mowing your lawn. Mind your own damn business.
All of a sudden, the jet started raining from the sky.
Coming in hot.
And the original talk was there was two lakes nearby, and that was why they're like, I don't really understand how a plane of this magnitude could crash and no one would see smoke or burning wood, so it had to have gone into one of the lakes. And my first thought was, if you've never seen the ATM or A-Team, the movie?
I have not.
So they hijack a plane that had a tank in it, like a smaller tank, not like a Sherman tank, but a tank all the same.
Yeah.
And they used the turret on the tank, because the plane was going to crash. They shot down the plane, and they flew the tank out of the plane to safety. Because it had a parachute on it, but they were in it, and it was still going to drop at a high rate of speed, and they probably would have died, even though the tank would have survived. So they used the gun to shoot to the ground, and they used the propulsion to fly the tank over instead of landing on ground, that it would land, and it would land at a lake.
Okay.
And it showed these old Hungarian people out there fishing, and the woman was, like, chopping wood or something on the shore, and the dude's, like, and they show the, across the bottom, the language thing.
Yeah,
you know,
the subtitles.
Yeah. And he's out there fishing with dynamite. And she's criticizing him because it's not fair to the fish. He said, "Aye, the fish tastes good," you know, when they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then when the tank obviously lands and sinks his little fishing boat in the water and the guys all climb out, she goes, "I told you," you know, in Hungarian or whatever it was. But,
Yeah, the guy lost the entire place. Well, yeah, it's a stealth plane. Of course, I can't find it.
Well, that's what Nancy Mace said, the South Carolina representative. She goes, "How the H do you lose an F-35? I understand it's stealth, but really?"
I mean, how did he eject? Did he lose his Apple Watch and was digging around and accidentally hit the eject button?
Damages. There's
possibly?
There's an investigation when damages reach $2.5 million or more. Now, we
before
got...
Before that, it's just a write-off.
Yeah. If it's like $2.4 million, we just kind of forget about it. They don't even have to fill out a report. Too much paperwork. yeah. I'm putting this on you guys. I don't even know what to say at this point.
Okay, so where are the conspiracy people? Oh, yeah, we lost it. Yeah, it was probably taken over by China or something. Hunter Biden is probably flying it right now.
That's exactly what they said.
Oh, gee, really?
No, they didn't say Hunter Biden's flying it. They said the programming was intercepted by the Chinese, and that's why he had to eject, was what the conspiracy theory is out there. But they still didn't explain why the transponder was off when you're over residential. Can you imagine, like, the fact that it crashed in the woods is glorious, and I understand that, like, whatever it is, 95% of the planet is water.
Yeah.
But still, South Carolina, it's a pretty, I mean, he parachuted into a residential place, and it was only 60 miles away. I know here, in the residential area right here in the Lyric Mall at downtown Lapeer, if you go 60 miles in any direction, I don't think you're going to find enough land to where a plane could crash and nobody's going to find it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, no. Even if we crash that back in the state land, someone's going to come across this thing eventually.
Now, they said they did find the wreckage.
Yeah, they did find it, and they interviewed this old farmer, and he says, I was out there sweeping the yard or whatever he was doing.
Obviously, he's never been on a farm.
Yeah. Looked like he was into the cig of weed. That's all I'm saying. Had a little bit of red eyes. And he says, I thought that plane was flying mighty low, but I didn't see where it went. And that was the only interview. That was the only eyewitness. And I'm like, you talk about conspiracy theorists, but that's what I thought about was I thought about Men in Black. Like, I felt like that it was one seriously, like, they just flashy thinged him. Like,
yeah.
They just erased everybody's memory that this really never happened.
Yeah. It could have been.
I mean, imagine being out in the woods in your fort. Did you guys ever play in the woods in when you were kids?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, imagine being out there in your fort and hearing
a jet come crashing down. Like, woo, we get a jet to play with. Yay.
Exactly.
Hey, new toy.
I mean, it's on fire, but
yeah. I mean, we set G.I. Joe's on fire before.
Oh, all the time. Or firecrackers. Did that all the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of toys died. There's a lot of toys still probably buried in my backyard growing up. It's probably worth a lot of money. Tim from Plastic Planet would probably just, if I give
go
him
out there with the metal detector. We're to find this stuff one way or another, damn it.
So, I mean, this pilot has got to be court-martialed, right?
I really don't know what. And that's where all the conspiracies are coming in. They're not saying anything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the prison guard who let the escapee loose there in Pennsylvania for 2 weeks, the killer.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
That dude got fired.
Yeah, you're going to lose your job on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let a killer just escape.
Union reps like,
we can't defend this. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. We just can't.
Absolutely nothing we could do for you. But this pilot, for some reason, is keeping his job. And that's, I can't imagine turning a transponder off is like it is in the movies, where you just flip a toggle switch. Who's he spying on? What kind of weed are they really growing in South Carolina that it takes, like, more than a $2 million fighter jet to spy on somebody?
Yeah, I mean, did they say what he was out there doing? Was he just maneuvers?
No, that's why everybody, that's the thing. There's so much mystery to it. And that's why I'm like, man, if this kind of crap is going on over our heads, I'm starting to kind of buy into the conspiracy theorists.
I just think there are a lot more idiots out there than we like to think.
There's a lot more idiots out there than we like to think.
The military, it's, proper people who are trained and they understand the government and they understand their play. This guy's just like, let's take this out for a joyride.
Well, yeah, no. Growing up, when you and I, they don't do this anymore. They've eliminated this program. Sean, when Adam and I were of age 18, 19, going into the military, there was a time to where you kind of had a choice. And Woody Guthrie, or Arlo Guthrie, wrote a song about it, which you don't like when Adam and I sing. But, you get in trouble and you go to jail or you go in the military.
Yep.
That was how Alice's restaurant was depicted. They got inspected, injected, detected, and
yeah.
I'm not saying like everybody that goes in the military graduated from West Point, but I still figure there's some kind of checks and balances before you get into a plane.
Yeah,
you gotta have a crew to like make sure it's got gas or whatever.
I saw Top Gun. There's a lot of people on there that checking that airplane before you go.
Yeah.
This guy's just like, kick the tires, light the fires, let's go.
I don't know, man. South Carolina, normally it's Florida. Pennsylvania, South Carolina. Pennsylvania had another jailbreak, too.
Another one?
It wasn't a jailbreak, it was a juvenile detention center. And 9 kids escaped. They had like a mass fight, and then 9 kids escaped and stole a car or a van or something.
Oh my God.
These kids today. Freedom.
I just think if I'm ever going to, like, break out of jail, hope to God it's not in Pennsylvania, because they do seem to always catch them. It's, that dude swam from Alcatraz, and they never found him, Clint Eastwood. But, like,
he probably drowned.
The shark found him. He found him delicious.
Yeah.
Typically, I've actually never heard of anybody escaping from prison and just never be to be seen again.
So what was that guy's
name? And surviving, yeah, yeah, certainly. Well, yeah, because they probably don't, they don't come out and say, they, hey, we made it. We got over on everybody.
Yeah.
Because then everyone's looking for them.
Well, they're, again, conspiracy theorists, that one flower that only grows on that island they found on the shore in California, Sacramento, or wherever it was.
Flower? What flower?
It's like a lily flower or a lotus flower or something that only grew on that island. It was native to only the island of Alcatraz that Alcatraz was on, mm-hmm. and they found it on the shore in San Francisco.
So you're saying he busted off the rock and decided to
take a flower to his girlfriend, dropped it on the way.
And like, all right, I was able to get off the old dirty sin bin over there, go to the rock, and you guys, I'm going to plant this flower for a second.
Yeah, something tells me that's not quite how that worked out.
I mean, what about the guy that jumped out of the plane with all the money back in the
70s? D.B. Cooper?
Yeah.
They never found the money either, did they?
I mean he took it with him.
He took it with him, and they didn't find the money. They didn't find him. And it was like, okay. And they stopped. Well, now with technology, they probably would have found him.
Right.
Like, quick. But yeah, they just washed their hands of it. D.B. Cooper's like, he's gone. He's probably dead.
Yeah, well, they're probably right. Like,
or living on an island with an expensive radio, listening to Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah,
I guess that's possible, but I also feel like it's not very likely. Here's Wolf Alice, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Team Impala, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. Drew Duffney hanging out with us, and America's favorite Lapeer Mainstream manager, James Tiberius Alt.
Hey, guys. Jim from Lapeer.
What's the good word, everybody?
Well, I don't know. Will you tell Jim that I'm not speaking to him right now because he won the picks?
Oh, is that so?
I told you last week I was going to win the picks, so it's not like you didn't have a fair warning.
You say that every week. Of course, I say it every week.
He does say it every week. Poor Jim, or... No, Adam usually claims he's the one who's going to win the picks every week.
Yeah, I do. I
Drew's just accepted, like, I'm not going to beat you guys in football.
No,
ever.
I don't want to win the picks. I just want to beat Sean. It's kind of like, you know, when the Bear's chasing you, and we're all there, and just, I'm like... putting on my tennis shoes, and you're like, what are you doing? The Bear's coming? You got to run? I'm like, yeah, but I just got to run faster than you.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, Sean just tallies it up himself. We don't get to see it. He's like, I won. Yeah, I'm fine.
My mom has been saying that for years.
I haven't won yet this season, you idiot.
Out of 2 weeks, though.
The scorekeeper always wins.
And yet he didn't in 2 weeks of doing this.
The thing is, you don't necessarily have to win any of the weeks to win the season. As long as you end up with the most points, right?
We don't go by points.
You just go by.
He's like 7, 3, 9. Yep, that equals 146.
So it's not the most overall at the end of the season. It's who wins the most weeks.
Basically, yeah.
Gotcha.
We don't even really keep track of that, I don't think, do we?
Kind of. I don't remember who it ended up being last year. I think it actually was me, but...
I've never been in contention, so I don't know.
Yeah, you've only ever gotten, like, maybe a handful of games right, so...
I think whoever has the least amount of wins is supposed to buy beer for everybody else.
I believe so, which, thus far, that's shaken out to be Drew Duffney, or me, potentially. God, that would be my luck, wouldn't it?
Well, you did bring in some whiskey.
Yeah, you brought us some delicious whiskey this week, Seanster.
Some decent whiskey, so I can't say whiskey all of a sudden.
Dempsey's.
I had never heard of this bottle. I saw it at a local grocery store and saw the price tag on it. Like, well, how bad can it be? The Irish don't make bad whiskey. They make one mediocre one, high proper 12, but they don't make bad whiskey.
Which apparently has been reblended.
Really?
Yeah.
The first time I had proper 12, I did not like it. The second time I had it, and this was probably about 2 years ago.
So, yeah.
They have an apple that I almost bought. Even though we're not big on flavored whiskeys, I actually almost bought it because I'm like, well, it's kind of like when they came out with Stroh's again. I just wanted to try it for nostalgic reasons.
Sure.
Well, apparently their standard proper 12 has been reblended.
You don't say.
So it might be worth a revisit or not. I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm willing to revisit.
Yeah, just get a pint.
Yeah, we don't want
to
get
right. Yeah, we're not wasting a whole. I mean, let's be honest. If we buy a whole fifth, it's not going to go to waste. Because at some point, I'm like, we're out of booze in this studio. I got to have something.
Yeah, you'll give me a bunch of news Saturday. So I can chug this proper 12 down.
Yeah. Right. Chase it with Natty Light. It'll be fine. It's fine.
Do we got any hand sanitizer? I'm going for a prison buzz tonight. So I drank it first because everybody's like, I'm going to wait for Jim. I'm like, the hell with Jim. And I drank it.
Yeah. Adam's like, I don't know how many seconds I have left.
The hell with Jim. The Adam Herrock story.
He won the picks. I hate him anyway.
I have these really cool Star Wars planters that we use to put things in at the wedding. Mm-hmm. And I was going to bring them to you because I don't have a use for them. And I'm like, you know, I bet you Adam would appreciate these, whether you use them for as a planter or to put things in or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what? No.
Yeah, the hell with Adam.
The hell with Adam.
I just screwed that. Screwed myself out of that, didn't
you
I?
You really, really did.
Now he's giving them to Tim up there at Plastic Planet, and he's going to put a price tag on them.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go buy them.
That's fine. It'll cost me at that point.
But when I drank this, it was very aromatic. It reminds me a little bit of a scotch, quite frankly.
It has some similarities to a scotch in the dryness of it, the oakiness of it, or the wood taste to it. It doesn't have the same peat flavors that you would get from a scotch. But it's very dry. To me, it's very woody.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a lot of spice or other things going on to it. It's a pretty simple...
It's like a traditional Irish whiskey. They just aged it in an oak barrel or something. They didn't say that. It doesn't say that.
It's definitely aged in oak.
But it definitely says blended. And that was my question, is what is it blended with? And it doesn't really tell a story on it. It just, it's distributed by a reputable place from here in the States.
To me, it's not very complex. Like, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It just doesn't blow me away. It's not trying to be something it's not. It's just, here's Irish whiskey. Here you go. Enjoy. Is there an age on it?
8, I think it said.
8 years.
Is it 8 years? I didn't look at it that close, and I didn't buy the damn.
No, I bought the damn thing. Same age as Old Crow,
which is what?
3 years.
3 years. Okay.
Oh, that really sells it. Oh, it's aged the same as Old Crow.
Oh, well, of course. Wait a minute.
Old Crow is just baby Jim Beam. You can Google it. It is the exact same recipe. Jim Beam is aged for 8 years. Old Crow is aged for 3.
And yet, old is in the name for the younger whiskey.
Well, yeah, but by the time it gets to Jim Beam, it's like carcass.
Old carcass. Yeah.
It's like Carcass Crow.
But the Carcass Crow.
That name didn't really fly, so they're like, well, just...
I would buy it if it was called Carcass Crow.
Yeah.
Crow Carcass. Would too.
And before anybody says anything, yes, we know a bunch of crows is called a murder. People love whipping that information out.
It's always fun. Here's Queens of the Stone Age, Solid State Radio, solidstateradio.net. Greta Van Fleet, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. That's Adam Herrock. He is Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell. LaPierre Mainstream Manager James Tiberius. I'll hold down the floor with this as well.
Now, the animals that we are. I just had a coworker get back from Yosemite. And
that's not the person I saw trying to pet the buffalo, was it?
No.
He looked a lot less airborne.
I saw that on the news earlier this week.
So, he went out there and first time he's been out there, and obviously we're all truck drivers, and so we're used to the traffic, and all the way out his wife's like, I can't believe that person just cut you off. I can't believe, will you look at how they're, and he says, honey, he says, we're not even out of Michigan yet. And he said, I see this every day, that's why I come home so crabby, and I got 2 years to retirement, and you know, he says, we're there. But they get there, and they did, they saw every wildlife you guys could imagine.
Yep.
You know, bison, ram, elk, you name it. And didn't hit any. Credit to you guys.
Well, a moose, you could just drive under them. They're a big animal. A moose is a big goddamn animal.
Yeah. But he said, and they had already researched, you know, it wasn't like back in the day, like, you know, Vegas Vacation or whatever. You're doing everything by a Rand McNally pamphlet that you got at a truck stop. They had researched everything on the internet. We're going to do this tour, and we're going to see this guided tour, and we're going to drive here. And he said the one section they wanted to go, they couldn't take the guided tour. It got canceled. And he said they refunded our money and gave us some credit towards some other stuff to do in the park. Because I didn't realize, but apparently it's like an amusement park there.
You know,
yeah, there's guided tours and there's stands and whatever else. But they basically told him, well, this guided tour has been canceled because there's been a bear sighting. You're welcome to go on your own. I'm like, welcome to go on your own. Yeah. And he says, no, thank you. He says, well, if you're too scared to go, I'm not going. And he says, well, as a guided tour, we're liable. But I think about that. I mean, you guys, is that something you would do if you were kind of going to see some wildlife? Would you be out stalking the bear?
No.
Not necessarily.
Can't stay as far away from the bear as possible.
Not necessarily stalking the bear. But I get it, yeah. Like, so a bear's been spotted. If we take you on the tour, you'll be liable, but you're welcome to go on your own. They're not really going to tell you to go on your own if they really think that you're going to be in heavy danger, but I also get the liability thing.
Right.
So I would give it some strong consideration because many of those animals are used to seeing people anyway.
Yeah. And know they're tasty.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, this is too close to winter. It's like too close to hibernation season for me.
Get the little ones, they scream a lot.
Don't pay attention to the signs that say don't leave the path. Leave the path, and you're generally okay. Whenever you hear about something bad happen, it's because somebody didn't follow the directions.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, look at that animal on the other side of that geyser. Says I shouldn't leave the pass, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. And then they either fall in the geyser and die, or they get eaten by the animal and die.
Yeah,
because, again, they didn't follow the directions.
Oh, I've seen so many Disney movies, and this would look great on my Instagram. I'm going to go up to that bison or a buffalo.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, the one that was petting the bison. Yeah,
and then just got launched into the air. And it's like, it's a wild animal, you fool. This is not a petting zoo.
No, when you talk about them launching you into the air, it's not like they take off running. A bison is a bit, like, the head is the size of a Chevette.
Yeah.
And there are a small compact car, for those of you who don't know what Chevette is. But when they launch you into the air, they're just like batting it. Like, when a fly flies around or a mosquito flies around, we wave in the air and just push it away. We don't really care if we kill it or not. I mean, you might want to kill it if you've been stung once or twice. But,
he
said it was a good trip anyway. Good. And I just think about that. Like, I'm not exactly sure. I enjoyed seeing wildlife. I saw some horned sheep when we were out in Colorado. And I remember Mike and Stephanie were with me, and I'm like, all the lookout glasses were taken. You could look, pay money, put the quarters in, and look in the metal binoculars and look up the mountain. Yeah. And I'm like, they were all taken. And Mike's like, oh, that sucks. I really want to see them. I'm like, well, look, they're right here. And I walked across the street, and it wasn't like there was a big razor wire fence in between me and the horned sheep. And I remember Stephanie going, Drew, you can't get that close. They can run a lot faster than your drunk tail. You know.
So. I'm not a nature guy. I like camping every once in a while in a campsite and drink in front of a fire. That's how outdoorsy I get. I don't want to go hunting. I don't want to see any animals. Bears, you do not have to worry about me. I'm not going to be in your neighborhood.
I'm a little closer to Adam on this, whereas Rachel's probably a little closer to Drew in that regard. Like, yeah, I don't need to get that up close and personal with the bears. Really don't. That's fine. You stay over there and you do you. And I'm just going to sit at the campsite and drink.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I saw that documentary, what was it, Gentle Ben? Bears are very gentle creatures.
Talk
to them, pet them, let them lick honey off your face.
Yeah, I don't think that was a documentary.
If they have a cub, they love it when you hug it.
Yeah.
It's their favorite thing. And that's the last we ever saw Jim all. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. It's getting set to get the hell out of Dodge this afternoon. But don't go anywhere. A full hour of whatever it is that Adam does at 6 o'clock. I assume it's all colonoscopy talk all the time.
Oh, well, that, and we're also going to team it up with best ways to approach wild animals in the wild.
Well, that should be a fun time for everybody involved, really. But no, a full hour of local original music comes your way next here on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. So stick around for that. We'll be back tomorrow. We have some fully loaded shows the next couple days. Of course, picks, unsolicited advice, all that good stuff on Friday. We're back here tomorrow at 3. Talk to you then. See ya.